It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll take a look at President Trump's approval ratings in his first week in office and other political news with Harry Enten from 538.
First, President Trump took action on some of the immigration promises he made on the campaign trail today. In a set of executive actions, the president started the process on his signature campaign promise, building a wall between the United States and Mexico. The executive orders also cracked down on sanctuary cities and directed funds toward deporting undocumented immigrants.
The president gave a speech about immigration at the Department of Homeland Security today. Here's what he had to say.
We're in the middle of a crisis on our southern border. The unprecedented surge of illegal migrants from Central America is harming both Mexico and the United States, and I believe the steps we will take, starting right now, will improve the safety in both of our countries. Going to be very, very good for Mexico. A nation without borders is not a nation. Beginning today, the United States of America gets back control of its borders, gets back its borders.
More immigration-related moves are expected this week. Karthik Ramakrishnan joins us now. He's a professor of public policy and political science at the University of California, Riverside, and he serves as the associate dean of the School of Public Policy there. Karthik, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with the wall. The president said construction would begin immediately. There are questions about funding from Congress still on that. But what are some of the challenges you see in building this wall and making it a central part of immigration control?
Well, there are two ways to think about this. One, in terms of the politics of all of this, and then thinking about this from a policy perspective. From a policy perspective, it's a bit of a head-scratcher, because for over a decade now, we've had net zero migration from Mexico, which means that there are about as many people coming to the U.S. from Mexico as people leaving to go back to Mexico. And in fact, in the last 4 years, we've had negative migration. So the problem of mass migration from Mexico is a thing of the past. And most people don't think we're going to see that ever again, unless, of course, we see economic and political dislocation in Mexico, which, ironically, the Trump administration seems to be provoking right now. So from a policy perspective, most people who study this see immigration, including undocumented immigration, as a net benefit economically to the U.S. Ironically, it has not been an issue for the last decade or so, but Trump is making good on his promise during the campaign to build a wall as a way to halt the flow of undocumented immigration to the U.S.
And the president referenced migrants there coming from Central America, and we did have a summer or two where we had a lot of young undocumented immigrants trying to cross the border into the United States. People saw that as overwhelming the system. Again, is a wall part of a policy to stop that?
Well, what the Obama administration did to try to stem that flow was, first of all, to go to some of these Central American countries. Joe Biden and others went and said, you know, it's going to be very difficult for people to process their asylum claims, so don't even bother making the journey. But we also relied more heavily on Mexico to do the enforcement internally. Trump claims that this wall is going to help Mexico do its job better when it comes to Central American migrants, but that's not where Mexico does its enforcement on Central American refugees or asylees. It does its enforcement with its southern border. It also does a lot of interior enforcement within Mexico. So it's not clear that this wall has anything to do with the Central American migration pressures.
You mentioned a few moments ago a net outflow now of migrants going more back to Mexico than coming north from Mexico. And you said the one thing that could change that was economic dislocation and turmoil in Mexico. And you said President Trump's policies could aggravate that. What did you mean?
So President Trump has been talking about either or shredding NAFTA or renegotiating NAFTA. Already there's been a pretty significant increase in the number of pesos per dollar. So there's been a significant inflation of the peso. There's a lot of economic uncertainty over jobs, especially by auto manufacturers and other manufacturers having facilities in Mexico. So we could very well see a future in which unemployment unemployment skyrockets in Mexico. And we know that when unemployment skyrockets in Mexico, there's a lot of pressure for Mexicans to come to the U.S. looking for work. So that's, I mean, more generally, what you see with Trump's declaration about needing strong borders, it's in line with a more nationalist economic policy and a more protectionist economic policy, which could lead to a lot of economic dislocation, not only in the U.S., but also in Mexico.
Karthik Ramakrishnan is with us from the University of California, Riverside, looking at President Trump's immigration announcements today, some more expected through the week. In response to this idea of this being beneficial to Mexico as well as the U.S., here's a little more of what President Trump had to say today about the idea of the wall.
This will also help Mexico by deterring illegal immigration from Central America and by disrupting violent cartel networks. As I've said repeatedly to the country, we are going to get the bad ones out.
So a big wall as a deterrent to Central American migrants who want to come through illegally and making it harder for drug cartels to smuggle drugs.
Well, if you look at the, I'm sorry, if you look at the research on this and even what the Department of Homeland Security said in the past and what the current nominee or the current head of Department of Homeland Security said, is a wall in and of itself is not going to be a deterrent because people have found ways to dig tunnels underneath walls and other means of trying to export drugs and smuggle people and weapons across the U.S.-Mexico border. So what the wall does do, and this is in line with our research, we have a book that came out a few months ago called Framing Immigrants. It sets up a very effective image in people's minds that if you put up a wall, that you're solving these problems of undocumented immigration, of human smuggling, of weapons and drug smuggling. We know that that is just an image. There are other ways that criminal enterprises find ways to come into the U.S., including using the northern border with Canada. In fact, there's prior studies which suggest that we are more vulnerable when it comes to national security from our northern border than we are with our southern border. And so this is one way to try to persuade the American public that we have control over our borders, but a lot remains to be done.
Apart from the wall, the president mentioned more funding, increasing the staff of the Border Patrol and of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, so more person power at the border itself and then enforcing immigration around the country. What do you make of that that pledge, that goal?
Part of that goal also included threats to withdraw federal grants and funding for cities and states that don't cooperate when it comes to immigration enforcement. That's going to set up a constitutional challenge. States resisted the federal government when it came to penalizing those that didn't participate in the Affordable Care Act when it came to Medicaid expansion. You're going to see some of those fights. I think what you're going to see is resistance at the state and local level in many of these places, but also uncertainty over what this will mean economically. We're in a situation where we have relatively low unemployment. So what will immigration enforcement do to the labor market in various states and localities that have low unemployment? Most likely it's going to mean significantly higher wages and disruption to local economies and societies.
The president is also likely, it sounds like this week, to cut back on the number of Syrian refugees or put a stop to Syrian refugees even entering the United States and limiting refugee immigration in the United States in general. Can you talk a bit about refugee policy?
So it looks like President Trump, first of all, is calling about a temporary halt to make sure that the refugee admissions policy is secure. It already has been known to be quite rigorous and secure in the United States as opposed to, say, countries in Europe where they have much more population pressures from refugee groups. But it also goes against what a lot of cities throughout the country. I mean, certainly you've had states, many Republican states that have said that we don't want these refugee populations. But on the other hand, you've had several states and many cities across the country that say that have said that we welcome these refugee populations and they'll be a boon to our local economies. Donald Trump is moving away from that. He's essentially cutting down on the total number of refugee admissions, especially from Syria. One estimate that I saw would essentially have the kind of commitments that President Obama had made.
Karthik, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Karthik Ramakrishnan, professor of public policy and political science at the University of California, Riverside. He's the associate dean of the School of Public Policy there. We've been talking about some of the new immigration memoranda issued by Donald Trump today.